Welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday evening, August 22nd, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of health, fitness, and wellness news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline, BayCare ranks number 17 on the 2025 People Companies That Care list. BayCare Health System has been honored as one of the 2025 People Companies That Care, ranking number 17 nationally. This marks BayCare's fifth time on the list, and they are proud to be recognized as the top-ranked healthcare system in the country and the highest-ranked Florida-based company. The list highlights organizations that prioritize their people and communities, with honorees selected based on their commitment to caring for employees, families, and communities. BayCare President and CEO Stephanie Connors expressed gratitude to their team members for their compassionate care and dedication. This recognition adds to BayCare's list of national workplace achievements, including rankings on the Great Place to Work and Fortune Best Workplaces lists, as well as being named a top workplace in the USA by Energage and USA Today. Investor News Breaks, 51 Labs Inc., OTY, partners with Varx at Stanford on AI-driven pandemic preparedness. 51 Labs Inc. Y has partnered with Varx at Stanford to enhance pandemic preparedness through their Be Ready initiative. The collaboration will utilize 51's AI platform to develop antiviral therapies from existing drugs, providing rapid response treatments for emerging viral threats. By leveraging AI-driven projects inspired by past pandemics like COVID-19 and the 1918 influenza, the alliance aims to strengthen global health security and reduce future mortality risks. 51 AI Labs is revolutionizing drug discovery by repurposing safe compounds to create smarter therapies that benefit patients, partners, and investors. For more information, visit 51labs.com.
Doctors could soon become reliant on AI study finds. New research suggests that doctors could soon become reliant on AI for identifying common health conditions through routine screenings. While this highlights the helpfulness of AI in the medical field, specialists may start depending too heavily on the technology. Entities like Thumbs Up Media Corp are leveraging AI in the medical sector. AnewsWire is a specialized communications platform focusing on the latest advancements in artificial intelligence, providing access to wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit AINewsWire.com. Pioneering therapy could slow the effects of aging. A groundbreaking therapy has been developed that could slow down or even reverse aging by recharging body cells with new batteries from mitochondria found in infant placenta. These mitochondria are then transplanted into older individuals or those with incurable diseases. While more research is needed to prove its efficacy, the therapy shows great promise. Companies like Clean Inc. are also exploring mitochondrial health for treating previously incurable conditions. For more information on Clean Inc., NASDAQ, CLNN, visit the company's newsroom. BioMedWire is a specialized platform focusing on the latest developments in biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors, offering various communication solutions to reach target markets effectively. Tiny Gems Breaks, Kalidi Biotherapeutics Inc., NYSE American, CLDI, closes $6.9 million public offering, including full over-allotment option. Kalidi Biotherapeutics Inc., listed on the NYSE American as CLDI, has successfully closed a public offering, raising $6.9 million, which includes the full over-allotment option. The offering consisted of common stock units and pre-funded warrant units, with the company selling a total of 1,922,764 common stock units and 1,528,000 pre-funded warrant units. The offering also included 450,000 common stock units purchased under the overallotment option. The common stock units were priced at $2 each, while the pre-funded units were priced at $199.99. The Series 1 warrants, exercisable immediately at $2 per share, will expire 5 years from issuance. Ladenburg Thalmann & Co. Inc. acted as the sole book-running manager for the offering, with Laidlaw & Company UK Ltd. serving as co-manager.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.